The death, wounds and defeat you suffered on the day of Uhud, when your army and the army of the idolaters met, was by the permission and decree of Allah, with far-reaching wisdom behind it, to make it clear who truly had faith. And he did this in order to demonstrate who the hypocrites were, when they were told to fight in Allah's path, or to defend their women folk and their people. They said, "Had we known that you were going to fight properly, then we would have followed you, but you actually throw yourselves to death." At that moment, they were closer to showing their disbelief than their faith, saying with their tongues what was not in their hearts. Allah knows best what they hide in their breasts, and will repay them accordingly. Those who stayed behind from fighting, and said of their relatives who suffered on the day of Uhud, that if they had done as they said and not gone to fight, then they would not have been killed. Tell them, O Prophet, in reply, to keep death away from themselves when it arrives, if they are telling the truth in their claim that they would not have been killed if they had listened to them, and that the reason they themselves escaped death was because they stayed behind from fighting in Allah's cause. Do not think, O Prophet, that those who have been killed struggling for the sake of Allah are dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord in His generosity, provided with blessings that we do not know about. They are delighted and rejoicing in what Allah has given them from His grace, and looking forward to meeting their brothers who are still on earth. If they are killed during a similar struggle, then they will receive the same grace as them. There is no fear on them in terms of what awaits them in the afterlife, and no sorrow about any worldly fortunes that pass them by. They rejoice in the great reward that awaits them from Allah, and the increase of great reward, and that Allah does not let the reward of those who have faith go to waste, but repays it completely and increases it. Those who responded to the instruction of Allah and His Messenger, when they were called to go out and fight for the sake of Allah, and to meet the idolaters in the battle of Hamra'ul Asad, which followed the battle of Uhud, after they had suffered wounds on the day of Uhud, their wounds did not stop them from responding to the call of Allah and His Messenger. Those of them who acted nobly and were mindful in following His instructions and keeping away from what He had prohibited will have a great reward from Allah, Paradise. Some of the idolaters said to them that the Quraysh, led by Abu Sufyan, had come together in great numbers to fight against them and to finish them off, warning them against meeting them. But their words and attempts to scare them only increased their reliance on Allah and their trust in His promise. So they went out to meet them, saying that Allah was enough for them and that He is the best protector, while committing their lives to Him. Beneficial points. One of the customs of Allah is to test His servants so as to distinguish the real believer from the lying hypocrite. Allah has a great regard for those striving for good, and He rewards such people with the highest ranks. The divine will and decree of Allah is an absolute reality, and there is no way to escape it. The virtue of the companions and their high rank in this world and in the afterlife is because of what they sacrificed from themselves and their wealth for the sake of Allah. They returned from the battle of Hamra'ul Asad with a great reward from Allah, an increase in their rank and security from their enemy. While suffering no deaths or wounds, they did what pleased Allah, always doing as He instructed and not going against Him. And the grace of Allah for His servants who have faith is great. It is only Satan frightening you with his helpers and supporters. Do not fear them, because they have no power or strength, but fear Allah alone by always doing as He instructs, if you truly have faith in Him. Do not sorrow O Messenger, because of those hypocrites who rush to disbelief, turning on their heels, they do not harm Allah in any way, but only harm themselves by distancing themselves from faith in Allah and from doing as He instructs. Allah wills their defeat and failure, and that they will have no portion of bliss in the afterlife. They will have a great punishment in the fire of hell. Those who exchange faith for disbelief will not harm Allah in any way. He is the mighty and free from any need of His creation. They only harm themselves, and they will have a painful punishment in the afterlife. Those who disbelieve in their Lord and stubbornly resist His sacred law should not think that it is good for them because they are given time and live long, remaining as they are in disbelief. It is not as they think. They are only given more time to multiply in sin, disobedience upon their disobedience. They will have a humiliating punishment. Allah would not leave you, O believers, as you are, mixed with the hypocrites with no separation between you, without making it clear those who truly have faith. So He separates you through different obligations and trials, to make clear those who have faith and those who are hypocrites, and to separate the good from the bad. He would not give you knowledge of the ghaib, so that you could distinguish between a believer and a hypocrite. But Allah chooses whomever He wills of His messengers and gives them some knowledge of the ghaib, as He gave His prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, knowledge of the state of the hypocrites. So have faith in Allah and His messenger, and if you truly have faith and are mindful of Allah, then follow His instructions and stay away from what He has prohibited, so that you gain a great reward from Allah. Those who are not generous with the blessings Allah has given them out of His kindness, not fulfilling Allah's right with it, should not think that this is good for them. Rather, it is bad for them, because whatever they are miserly with will be hung around their necks on the day of judgment as a punishment. To Allah alone belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. He is the living after all His creation has passed away. Allah is well aware of the good and evil that you do, and will reward you accordingly. Beneficial points. The believers should not pay attention to Satan trying to intimidate them with his assistants and helpers from among the disbelievers, because everything is up to Allah. A person should not be misled by Allah giving them respite. Rather, they should rush to repent to Allah, ask Him for His forgiveness in the time given to them before it passes. It is Allah's custom to put His servants to the test through different trials, to distinguish those who are bad from those who are good, and the believer from the hypocrite. The miser who withholds the bounty Allah has given him only harms himself by depriving himself of rewards and gains from Allah, the generous, the giving, and exposing himself to the consequences of such behavior on the day of judgment.